I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This could equate to Caleb too. Bo had a great defense, right? And he acknowledged that he had a great defense. And he played like he had a great defense. He didn't take very many sacks. He protected the football. And not taking very many sacks is the opposite of what Caleb did this past year. But Bo kind of knew, like, I'm going to get the ball back. My defense is probably going to take care of business. But he didn't have a lot of great skill players around him. And I think what he did is he limited, you know, and Sean's great at this. And that's a big part of why you go and you pay a Ben Johnson what you pay him, and you pay a, you know, Sean Payton what you pay him, and you go and you overpay, you know, at a coordinator spot to get Cliff Kingsbury, is because of what they can do to help your quarterback.
The more we look back and reflect, the more painful it becomes. But there's also responsibility that Caleb has to get better, and that is going to be put to the test this season under Ben Johnson. This is Spiegel and Holmes Show, by the way. We appreciate you hanging out. We're here until Cubs pregame, which starts at 5:30 here on The Score. And the Cubs, Southwest. Radio Network.
Man, you said airlines. We needed airlines in there.
Airlines.
Is that a record pause there, Lawrence?
Yeah, I don't know.
Airlines.
Mean, there was a lot of pregnancy going on in there. A lot of it. James Palmer.
Radio Network.
James Palmer referenced the quarterback tears by Mike Sando in The Athletic, right? He referenced that yesterday, and I hadn't read the descriptions yet. I had seen where Caleb Williams was. He's quarterback 23 in Mike Sando's quarterback tears.
That hurts a little bit.
Yeah, and I mean, and this is based on, like The Athletic does in different sports from time to time, hardcore interviewing of a ton of industry sources, executives, coaches, you know, the GMs, all sorts of people around the NFL, and where they think these quarterbacks are strong or not. So I want to read you some of this. I want to read the listeners some of this stuff here, okay? Caleb Williams entered the 2024 draft as the number one quarterback, enters his second season facing questions about his ability to process and play quickly. After taking 68 sacks, third most in NFL history. Quote from a general manager in the NFL, I think that will come in time. Maybe it's a little bit like Josh Allen early in his career. We had so much good other stuff that you live with some negative plays and he gets more snaps under his belt. That part will come. Okay, that's nice. Then there's some others. Here's a defensive coordinator. He's got the talent to go up, but in terms of processing ability and getting the ball out of his hands, it was the worst we played against. Says a defensive coordinator in the NFL. He just holds the ball forever. I'm thinking the ball should go right there. Throw it. And he did not throw it. Voter after voter raised the same concerns. Here's an opposing head coach. He's definitely a number one talent. I just think it's going to take him longer than Jaden Daniels. He's not playing fast right now. There's something there. His processing to me was alarming watching the tape.
Oh, boy.
Processing. Here's more from another coach. You saw signs and ability, and also I think you saw signs and ability that scare you. Nervousness in the pocket. Inability to see and play on time. But I do not know yet if that was him or coaching. Parts of me wondered if you could get it done with this guy, but it's good enough to make you think you have a chance.
Yep.
Here's another one from a defensive coordinator. He's very talented. Ben is more under center. Caleb is more of a shotgun quarterback. That dynamic's going to be interesting to me. I would not be shocked if the kid plays well. Ben is good. He can adjust. I'm sure they'll find a happy medium somewhere.
Well, that's all right. Yeah, okay. That's good.
So that's good. And, you know, there's a guy thinking that Ben's going to adjust. The Josh Allen comp is a good one. We heard that for Justin as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
And Justin's in tier four.
Justin's in tier four.
Strangely, right behind Russell Wilson again.
That's crazy. But the fact that three different quotes, from one from a GM, one from a head coach, one from a DC, his processing to me is alarming to watch when you watch the tape.
It's really interesting that that has now become a major concern for Caleb. Like, that was not something that coming out people were necessarily concerned, but the 17 games, granted, it was with an idiot coaching staff and an offensive line that I still think was more suspect than graded out.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This is now something that people are like, huh, there's the weakness in his game. Processing. Speaks, what if I told you that someone else brought up the same thing before this piece came out? Teron Armstead, who played left tackle for forever, he was at practice last week against the Dolphins. Strangely enough, by the way, he also helped out with the Bears' tackles after practice.
Did he really?
Which I thought was fascinating. It might even be in the inside. It is. Thank you, Baby T. This is what he thinks and what he saw from Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams, like I'm seeing him, and you can see the number one overall pick talent. You can see where that came from and why he was the number one overall pick. And you see it, you see some impressive throws. But Caleb's process, as we talked about quarterback processes, Caleb's process playing that quarterback position has to improve fast. And pretty fast, in my opinion. On a consistent basis, Caleb was not able to recognize where he was in danger. He wasn't feeling pressure. He wasn't feeling blitzes. He wasn't seeing blitzes and threats pre-snap. Anthony Weaver, the Dolphins defensive coordinator, was able to send guys from all different spots on the field. And, man, a lot of those got home. A lot of those would have been sacks. So, as many times as Tua would have been sacked during this practice, from what the Bears were doing up front, Caleb Williams would have been sacked even more. Just really not seeing it. I know Ben Johnson has purposely put a lot on his plate right now for him to try to overload him with information and hopefully that'll speed up his process. But for the Bears to be successful this year and moving forward, his process has to get faster. He has to be able to diagnose his threats. Where pressure is coming from, pre-snap reads, kind of understanding coverages, is he has some work to do in that spot. And I'm rooting for Caleb. I like the Bears. I like what they have. We got a lot of talent over there, a lot of weapons on offense. DJ Moore, Romeo, Luther Burden. I really like both of those young tackles that they have, Braxton Jones and Darnell Wright. I work with both of those guys after practice for like 20, 30 minutes. Got some really great technique work. I really like both of those guys.
Damn. Teron Armstead played in the NFL for a long, long time.
Went to five Pro Bowls.
Went to five Pro Bowls. Knows what a quarterback has to do in terms of processing pre-snap and where pressure's coming from. That's really difficult stuff against smart defensive coordinators who are disguising it on you. So it's interesting. I mean, it's the same word. It's the same processing. That's brain stuff. That's the stuff they can't figure out how to scout until you get to the NFL and have to process the amount of stuff you have to scout. Let me ask you something. From the quotes in the Tears piece, when those guys said processing, I thought some of them were talking about going through progressions and reading routes and deciding when to throw it during the active play. And Armstead is talking about pre-snap processing. So you need both.
Pre-snap to post-snap. I think that all of that is inside of the same bucket of processing. And I actually really like what Armstead said, because I think it actually gives us a cleaner definition of it. I think that we often go, this guy can't move from read one to read two. This is more of, does he understand what he's seeing as he walks to the line of scrimmage? And if he doesn't, that is problematic. To go along with all of the operational stuff,
to go up there and see. And this is a part too, where if you add in the difference, this is right here, Speaks, the difference between a quarterback under center and a quarterback in shotgun. Because the quarterback in shotgun can kind of keep looking. He can kind of keep looking, even as the ball is snapped sometimes, to see what's going on. If he has trust in his center on where everyone is and where everyone rolled to as the play was getting called out. This, to me, is a little scary, but not – I understand why it's happening. Like, this is the difference. This is the difference in you used to do this. Now you're doing this.
It's scary because it's the same stuff from a lot of different sources. Sean Payton's quotes in the Wickersham book that John Greenberg referenced yesterday were twofold. One was about dealing with failure, and I think Caleb actually did a pretty damn good job of that last year.
But that was team failure. He can realistically look at last season and go,
I did all right. Yeah. And so that was one of Peyton's things. The other one was processing. He used the same word. So now it's either a groupthink criticism or at least confirmation on where he is right now. So I don't. It's scary because it's so much of the same. But
there's a lot of. I mean, we know that Mike Sando, like, he doesn't. Like, there's a lot of respected names like inside of that he can't name.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly.
No, clearly.
And then you add in someone like Sean Payton, and I'm pretty sure Teron's career was with Sean Payton for a while, right?
He played for Dan Rochard for 6 years in New Orleans, so that's probably why he was working with the Bears tackles.
Yeah. Oh, he played for Dan Rochard.
So, okay. So this is a guy who probably sees offense the way that Sean Payton sees offense.
Well, yeah, that's right, because he was with the Saints from 13 to 21.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so maybe they've talked about some stuff.
I don't know if they've talked specifically about Caleb. I just think that if you've played in a system,
yeah, terminology, commonalities.
You know what to expect. If you've been a tackle,
good point. Very good
and
point.
You know what a quarterback, when the ball's supposed to be out, kind of looking at the formation, like, think of it from his standpoint of him being like, oh, I know what this defense is because I've been an offensive lineman for 12 years in the league.
So can you teach that?
Yes, you can. I don't like the absolute statements about a guy either has it or they don't.
I agree. I agree in terms of humanity. And I do agree in terms of athletes that you can learn, you can get better. It might take longer. It might take longer. Sometimes some quarterbacks go the Geno Smith route.
Correct.
Or the Baker Mayfield route.
Correct. Those are great examples.
It takes several years for them to see it
and
the right way.
And it takes you getting away from incompetency. And so that's where, to go back to the really positive quote inside the piece, that's where if you need solace, you can look for it in that.
And Josh Allen did it in a fast time.
Right.
The first rookie contract.
You get the right coach with the right quarterback, and some of that stuff can figure itself out. I do think that there's a bigger conversation here, and I know Bears fans might not even want to have the bigger conversation. I think that now that everyone, and I mean us, I mean a Bears fan, everyone's a GM, and everyone knows about the quarterback clock, and everyone knows about how much money quarterbacks eat up inside of a salary cap, that there is a rush to make quarterbacks a finished product before the end of year two. And I think quarterbacking is hard, and I think that it is not linear, and some of this stuff does end up having to be, oh, well, would you look at Baker Mayfield now? Another one of one.
Right.
Another one of the Oklahoma quarterbacks, right?
Yeah. Takes him a little while.
And then he threw for 5,000 yards last year.
But
there's a lot to sit with there, Speaks.
There really is. I'm going to hold on to those quotes. And I think an understanding of what processing is, you and I can delve into that a little bit more and how it works. We both watched the quarterback show on Netflix.
I wish Caleb would.
But, Ben didn't want him to.
You don't know that. I wish Caleb would watch that show. He got it.